Okay, fund seekers, by now you should feel fairly comfortable looking for stock quotes. And there are many places where you can get reputable, up-to-date stock quotes for free. Not so in the bond world. Why? Well, for a few reasons. First of all, bonds aren't traded as much as stocks are. People tend to buy their bonds and hold on to them for the income. And more importantly, most people who buy individual bonds, we're talking not the Treasury Direct, that's a separate issue, but when you buy muni bonds or corporate bonds or other bonds, you normally are fairly well off, so you probably have your own private broker, yeah. Or maybe you got an account with Fidelity who will give you up-to-date bond quotes on, they say, tens of thousands of bonds. Now remember, treasurydirect.gov, that's different. You go directly to the United States Treasury and you can buy a single bond and they don't care. They'll give you the same price that they give the boys and girls on Wall Street. But that's not true of other bonds. They usually want at least $25,000, $100,000 or more per trade. They don't want you to just buy one bond. They want you to buy, you know, 50 or whatever. So it's not easy to find quotes. Now, along comes Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, which is the oversight body that watches over brokers and brokerage firms and the like. And their job, by the way, you can go to their website and check out your broker, your potential broker, brokerage firm. You can look up me. Make sure you spell my name correctly. P-A-I-A-N-O. And their job is to promote investing, make investing more accessible to the general public, and create, they often use the word transparency. So nobody's giving good bond quotes. They figure they might as well do it. Well, they just came up with a new and improved bond search page last fall, and that's a nice way of saying it's harder to use. So let's see if we can use it here. The FINRA Financial Industry Bond Search page. They used to use Morningstar data. It's interesting. On Morningstar, you can't get bond data, but they had I don't know how that worked. But anyway, that's gone, and now it's FINRA's page. So we go to FINRA, and the first thing they want you to do is say, you must agree to the fixed income user agreement. Okay, and then if you know the identifying what's called QSIP, I forget what QSIP stands for, but it's a list of several characters that uniquely identifies the bond, but we don't know that. And so they broke it up into several different types of bonds. We're going to look at the corporate bonds. We already looked at treasury bonds using Treasury Direct. And then we're also going to look at some municipal bonds. Okay, and this uses a different system called, we'll see that in a minute, Electronic Municipal Market Access. And then there's some other information that they can give you, but there's too much in my humble opinion. But anyway, let's take a look at some corporate bonds. And so we ask you, I think, to look up some Chevron, maybe some Home Depot. And again, it remembers that I agreed to the fixed income, so you have to click on this box and then say view the data. And here's about the data, more stuff that people don't read. So here we finally get to where we can put in the bond issuer's name. And so I'm going to use Ford because that's what we use in the other presentation on what happened to interest rates since the Great Recession. And you can put in a few other things, maturity date. One of the weird things this thing does is that it'll give you bonds that have already matured, which you can't buy anymore because they've already matured. So what you normally want to do is say, look, well, I want to look for bonds that aren't maturing for at least, I don't know, 3 years or so, 4 years. So let's do January 1st, 2006. See, this is weird. Why would you want, I guess you want to do that for 2026. I guess you would want to look up data in the past to see what's, I don't know, maybe you have a interest in what's going on in the past, but we want to go in the future. So we'll go from 2026 January to say, come on, now this is weird. This is, sometimes you have to move the thing around here. So let's go to, don't know, 2036, but we'll go a 10-year period, December 31st. And now let's show the results. And, of course, they give you too much information. Oh, my goodness. Should we only see two? You have to basically make it a... bigger if you have a big screen. And then it gives you the symbol and the product subtype, and we don't inference. So I'm going to say, let's get rid of some of this stuff. Let's get rid of the industry group, the symbol, product subtype, and the symbol. What else can we get rid of? That's good. Let's leave those. We know it's four. No, let's leave it there. Apply it. So what we see is the issuer name, whether it's callable or not, the coupon rate, the maturity date. Let's get rid of Moody's. No. Let's get rid of Moody's. We don't care about Moody's. Well, Moody's and S&P are the two major rating agencies. We only need one, so let's get rid of Moody's rating. Gives us more room. And what it tells us is the last price, and this really was what we want to see. We want to see this guy over here, the current yield. So this is the last time it sold, and notice it sold for, this one was a coupon yield of 4.25%, giving you $42.50, and it sold for 900. Remember, move the decimal point one to the right, and really it's percent. They should put a percent sign there. There are some bonds that sell at $5,000 or $10,000 denomination, but we're just going to ignore them. We're just going to assume in this class, everything is $1,000. So just move the decimal point one to the right. And it sold for $900. And because it sold at a discount, they don't show the yield. We could calculate the yield using the formulas that we create, that we learn about in Chapter 9. But here, let's go to the 9.95% bond. This bond is non-callable because if it were callable, Ford would have called it a long time ago. Paying 9.95%, it matures 2015. That means it's already matured. See, this is, no, I'm sorry, 2030, I'm sorry, 2032. It matures in 2032, and boy, won't Ford be happy to get rid of that bond. And so it's BBB minus the last, Ford is clinging to investment grade. If they go down one more to BB plus, then they become junk bonds. And notice, because it's paying such a high rate, it sold at a premium, $1,227.33, which means you're only getting 6.27%, which is, you know, pretty good. You know, we don't think Ford's going under, right? I don't think so. They got a lot of competition. It's a real tough time for car manufacturers. But bonds are back. A few years ago, they were paying 2, 3%. And we weren't too happy bond investors. But now they're paying pretty good, 6%. Remember, if we get 8, 9, 10% from stocks, and stocks are a whole lot more riskier. So you see how to use that? And then we can take a look at some of the other bonds paying high coupon rates. They're selling at a premium. Low coupon rates are selling at a discount, right? Because you have to get a little bit more yield out of the bond, or you don't want to buy it. So you make the person selling it drop the price so that the yield is close to what other bonds are paying in the industry. Okay, so corporate bonds. So now let's go back and, come on, let's go back. Here we go. And now we want to go back even more. One more. And this time we're going to do municipal bonds. And this is where it gets a little strange. This is a different system. Emma, they call it. The electronic. Okay. First thing you got to do is you got to say, okay, Emma, tell me which state we want. Okay, we want California. All right. Now, this one took me a while to figure out. So we're going to put in Southwestern. But don't type anything else but Southwestern. Because notice what they do. If you try to type community, it won't find it. Because look how they abbreviate community. I never seen it abbreviated any like that before. But if you click on this, this just tells you about the different issues. It doesn't give you information about them that you need. And they, in other words, what they're paying, what they're selling for, and the like. You can go to here, election 2008, and you don't get any good. You get the we're double A. I thought we were double A minus, but we must have gone up a little bit, double A. And but doesn't this isn't what I don't think maybe that's the current information, the current yield, the current price. I'm sorry, but what we're more interested in is what are they selling for. So here you got to go to, it took me a while to figure this out, folks. And if anybody can find a better way of getting municipal bond quotes, please tell me. So you go to trade activity, and now it says, okay, I'm going to give you the stuff, the last trades. Here are some trades today. It's April 2nd, 2024. And you're seeing that this bond right here, they sold $20,000 worth of it. And it sold very close to par, $1,003.09. And the coupon yield is 4%. So the yield is a little bit less than 4% because we paid a little bit more premium for it. And here, this one was 4%. And we paid a little bit less. So we're actually getting, whoever bought it, is getting a little bit more than 4%. So they're not too different from what the coupon yield is. So can we make that a little bit bigger? Let's see if we can go to 5%. Did I do that right? I hit the wrong button. Let's see if we can go to 5%. Okay, there we go. There we're at 5%. And notice that these are selling at a premium because you are paying more for the bond than 1,000 and you're getting 5%, but because you paid more, over the next however many years you're getting the bond, you're actually getting less, 2.683%. Notice the 35,000, 15,000. You're not going to see any $1,000. You're not going to see somebody buying or selling one bond. And that's why, you know, for the most of us aren't going to be interested in buying individual bonds. Okay, play with it. Play with it, play with it. If you find something better, please let me know. And yeah, bonds are boring. What can we say? But bonds are reliable. Right. And if we get 5, 6, 7% from our bonds, we are very, very happy. Although if we have a long-term time horizon, yours truly hopes that you will consider stocks for the long term. Thank you so much for being in our class. We are so proud of you. Think of how much you have learned, dear students. You are awesome.